Hello, podcast listeners, it's Chewy here. Now, I believe most of you know the story of Romeo and Juliet, and I bet one question you might be asking yourself is who is to blame for their deaths? Well, there might be a lot of opinions on who to blame for their deaths. Well, I believe the one person to blame for their deaths is Friar Lawrence, and I will tell you why that is in this podcast, so stay tuned. Have you ever read the story of Romeo and Juliet? Romeo and Juliet, a story by William Shakespeare, is about two teenagers who fall in love with each other. Romeo's family, the Montagues, and Juliet's family, the Capulets, are enemies with each other, so it's hard for Romeo and Juliet to be in love. Romeo and Juliet secretly get married by a priest named Friar Lawrence. Romeo gets banished from the town of Verona for killing Juliet's cousin Tybalt. Juliet is forced to marry Count Paris. Friar Lawrence gives a vial to Juliet to fake her death due to her not wanting to marry Count Paris. Romeo finds out that Juliet has died and he drinks the vial. Friar Lawrence is most to blame for their deaths because he came up with the whole plan, secretly marries Romeo and Juliet, and should have known better because he is the adult. Reason number one, Friar Lawrence came up with the whole plan. Juliet is very upset that she has to marry Paris. She said that she will kill herself if she is forced to marry him. Juliet goes to seek help from Friar Lawrence. He gives Juliet a vial to fake her death. He says, "Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilled liquor drink thou off. When presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humor for no pulse." Juliet thinks that the potion won't work, and that Friar Lawrence is poisoning her when she says, "What if this mixture do not work at all? Shall I be married then tomorrow? What if it be poison, which the friar subtly hath ministered to have me dead?" Juliet ends up drinking the vial. Romeo finds out about Juliet's death and he drinks the vial as well, making Friar Lawrence think that he is in trouble. Reason number two, Friar Lawrence secretly marries Romeo and Juliet. Romeo is very excited that he gets to marry Juliet. Juliet's parents do not know that she is now married. Friar Lawrence should have asked her parents if she can have marriage with Romeo. Both families' feud will start to get worse because of their marriage. Friar Lawrence thinks that the feud will stop and that the families will treat each other fairly. Friar says to Juliet, "For, by your leaves, you shall not stay alone till Holy Church incorporate two in one." Friar Lawrence wants Juliet to enjoy her life with Romeo. Friar doesn't realize that his plan to marry them will go well between the two families. Reason number three, Friar Lawrence should have known better because he is the adult. He should know what's right from wrong. Friar Lawrence needed to think about the consequences of his actions. He doesn't think before he acts. Romeo and Juliet's relationship should have been made public. He says, "Where thou shalt live, till we can find a time to blaze your marriage, reconcile your friends." He thought that both families will have peace with each other. His decision to marry them was wrong. They weren't old enough to get married. Friar Lawrence brought tragedy to the families for his wrongdoings. In conclusion, Friar Lawrence is the one guilty for the deaths of Romeo and Juliet. He planned out everything, secretly married Romeo and Juliet, and should have known it was wrong. Romeo and Juliet trusted Friar Lawrence because he was their priest and the adult. You should have guided them down a different path, such as talking to their parents. You should be held responsible for all of this.